Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Boudreaux reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Boudreaux scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Krivic moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Krivic scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is walked intentionally. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Salters moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL bunts towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles strikes out. One out. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desodles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keltner. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Soltis moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh is walked intentionally. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. All runners are safe. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Solter scores. Tresh moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Soltis moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh is walked intentionally. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Solter scores. Kennedy scores. Tresh moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Mel Harder now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Mel Harder. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. Rosenthal moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards short. Appling picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Keltner moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Al Smith now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Salters hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wright moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Wright moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wright scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lions is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lyons. Walker scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.